Hello and happy President's Day or George Washington's birthday. If you're in the U.S., this is a day that a lot of folks get off. And so I have the tradition of doing a little miniature episode reflection instead of a full guest interview on such days. We got the full guest interview coming up on Wednesday with Matthew Lunn, who is a story supervisor at Pixar, talking about what makes a story great. And I want to talk about a little bit of some of the great story of George Washington. We heard from Sean Jones earlier that he was totally captivated by Washington Irving's biography of George Washington. And he said that the character and integrity of George Washington was really outstanding. And the kind of man he was and how he comported himself in different situations was courageous and spellbinding for him, which I thought was really intriguing. I thought, wow, I should read more about this guy. And so I've just begun, and there's some pretty cool takeaways. And I'm going to quote one from Richard Norton Smith, who is a historian, who said, "The ultimate significance of George Washington's life lies in the fact that he single-handedly redefined our traditional idea of greatness, or as I like to say, what it means to be awesome at your job. Before he lived, to be great was to be triumphant, to conquer an enemy's territory, to kill his soldiers, and to subdue his populace. In an age when divine right held sway over most of the planet, greatness was measured by the authority vested in one man and the lengths to which he would go to keep that authority. To his everlasting credit, George Washington was ambiguous about power. The man who could have been king insisted that ultimate sovereignty lay with the people, however imperfect their judgment. At the end of the war, and again at the end of his presidency, he calmly walked away from power." So that was pretty cool of George Washington, and also I think pretty cool of you, dear listener, because as I recall, when we were launching the Do I Stay or Go course, and that'll become re-released again, refresher if you're unfamiliar. This is a course about if you're not quite sure if you should leave your current job because you're less than fully satisfied, but it's a tricky decision. We made a whole course all about that, and that's a paid product. We'll re-release it in some time, but you can do a free assessment to see what are your job career happiness drivers by texting profile to 444-999. If you text profile to 444-999, you could do that. It's a pretty cool assessment with graphics and sort of ranks different things that are associated with your job happiness. And what I thought was kind of nifty was that almost unilaterally, almost 100% of the time, one of the very lowest drivers of happiness was prestige. I don't want to make any value judgment about prestige being a bad thing, but I would say it's probably the riskiest of those job happiness drivers that may lead you to not so much happiness if you pursue it. Although I could sort of make an argument for it in a number of cases, but whether you like to admit that that's a happiness driver of yours or not, it's often present. So, you know, better to just be real with yourself about how you're wired and programmed at the moment than to try and fight it and say what it should be instead. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool that prestige often ended up last. And so you and George Washington have something in common that you're able to walk away from that. And so cool stuff. Again, if you want to play with that assessment, you can text profile to 444-999 and you can get going in that way. And I'll catch you Wednesday with our conversation with Matthew Lunn to see what makes a story great and how to use storytelling effectively in your professional environments. Until then, peace.